saying? Yes. That got to have that proper handling of the people's home.
Yes, sir. So it was on time, in time, all the time, because there was the brothers on post. They were in a business like fashion, because the brother Danny, he was on post watching, making sure everybody else was on their post. And
who's the Danny?
I'm not sure if he.
Well, did you see that other brother that used to sell the papers?
Yes, sir. And he was outside on post. He had on like his work clothes and things. Yes, sir. We spoke. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Did y'all pick up? Okay, we get off that subject now.
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay, but did you go pick up the cats?
Yes, sir. They're beautiful. One is black and one is gray.
Well, you want to have the cat taken to the clinic, wherever they got the cat doctor first, to have them look at it.
All right, yes, sir.
Put them in the best of manner. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're bringing them into a house of Islam and you're bringing them around children.
Yes,
sir. So you want to give them a complete checkup and have them dip. They have a thing they call dip.
Yes, sir.
That dips on the freezes off of them.
Yes, sir.
You put the collar on them and you treat them just like you would treat your so-called children.
Yes, sir. I like out in the person, Master Wamsi Farah Muhammad.
Hey, you get your newspaper? Sit down a little. Okay. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, so you treat them just like they're the children.
Oh, yes, sir. I like out in the person, Master Wamsi Farah Muhammad, Master Mosan of Elijah Muhammad, to the Mokachoy Unit Works, and Master J-Man, sir. The brother had been taking pretty good care of him.
Yeah, but we want that's with a brother mentality, but we want a doctor.
All right, yes.
A vet to take a look at everything so you know what you have and you bring them up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Anytime that you're having them around your so-called children, you got to do that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Find out the best type of food to feed them, what is their type of dietary law, and the best to keep them to the best of your... They're not the kind that you're supposed to let run all around outside, because you let run... See, once you get the house infected with fleas, that gets going to spread then.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Fleas start getting in everything. Instead of fighting to get them out of there, you got to fight now to get them out of the bedroom. Well, get them out of the kitchen. Get them out of the rug. Get them with that type of rug that you have. You got to keep... You better nip it in the bud before it ever starts.
Yes, sir.
That's one of them shag-looking rugs, isn't it?
No. But yes, sir, we don't need fleas, purely.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need no fleas, purely, in there. And if you let them go in and out the door, they're going to be bringing that stuff in.
That's right. And they don't need to go outside.
That's right. You're making them into a house-dwelling cat.
Yes, sir.
So you got to have, and you want them to have the best of everything. They got these new type of things where you put this stuff that they make, they use, and it gets rid of the odor. It's got a little built-in cabinet where they can go in and take a big crap.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? They got a little house that makes it that they can go into inside the little house to take their shit out.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you look for the best thing that you have to get going with the cats and so they don't fuss over who's sitting on whose pot. You have to get them both their own different pot.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So you get them the things that you would get your so-called children.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And you get them a thing that they got a thing that they call a bell that goes around their neck, too, so you can tell when they're walking.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Sister Edmonds? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We know.
Yeah, so you you can always hear a bell. You always know where they hide or something.
Yes, sir.
But I'll pray to the Lord God, to brush them and keep them bathed and stuff.
Yes, sir.
So you got to have a medicine cabinet for your cat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, so you probably have to, you understand what I'm saying? You have to find a little cabinet to make for the medicine cabinet.
Yes, sir.
And different stuff like that. So you definitely want to keep them off the couch till you get them checked out.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Keep them off the couch and out of the bed, because remember your children put their mouth there.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're moving along from there. Did he get his little potty? Did Brother Anthony, remember the so-called Jabari, get his special potty or something?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll pray to the... He didn't run into that other sister way over there, did he?
No, sir.
Well, I'll pray to the Lord God in the prison of Master Bobby, because I'm on the prison. But y'all had a pretty good trip, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll pray to the... When did y'all pass by anywhere else on the way out of there?
No, sir. We just got right back on the bridge and came right back.
All right, so maybe you might have... When y'all were going down, did y'all pass by Abdullah?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
The store's still open down there, isn't it?
It was evening time, sir, so it was not open. It didn't appear to be open when we went to the mosque. No, sir.
You know the one I'm talking about right down from the temple?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it didn't seem to be open no more?
The sister...
But you know they stay open at night.
The sister answered, so come, Lorraine is saying that he does not be... He's not there, and he doesn't be there anymore.
Yeah. But the store be open.
Oh,
Well, the store did not appear to be open. If it was open, it was so dark that it didn't look open. They have a lot of new buildings down there, as they, you know, the thing they were talking about all these years, building Richmond.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. Well, okay, let's get off that. Did you play the tape?
Sir, the only person that listened to the tape was Aunt so-called Cynthia. When they came in last night, Aunt so-called Donna said...
Okay, well, all right. Okay, so, but I want you to understand, too, about getting that car waxed and our son with guns and stuff.
Well, you didn't... Oh, never mind. I don't ask about your tape, sister. You know that.
I was just asking.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not picking up no attitudes in there, am I?
No, sir.
Because if I can pick up attitudes, other people pick up attitudes, and that's not what we hear about.
That's true.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So with the, all people got to all times, if I got the prison, that's the for our mothers, and that's in the most honorable mother, I always want you to keep on track of everything.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All times, you got to take it under consideration that somebody is listening at all times, and you got to tear yourself in the best of manner so that those people, be it enemy or whatever, knows and can see the value and of the works of Islam in its entirety through us.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Whether they like Islam or not, and if they don't like Islam, they become jealous over how Islam makes the person become really sincere about being civilized.
Yes, that's right.
Getting rid of hate. They say that we have hate, but we know that it's true Islam eliminates hate, especially the Islam that we get over here in the hills of North America. You understand? There's a people, there's a religion over here in the hills of North America they call Christianity that teaches love and talk all this beautifulness, and yet it is infested with the most purest hate that you can ever see.
Yes, sir.
The religion over here, it looks like it's preaching hate, and it looks like it's the outside, you think it's hostility and stuff, and it's teaching the most pleasingest atmosphere, no matter what race, creed, or color that you are.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The one got this imitational thing, they waving before you, brotherly love, and you know, when you go down, before you even get there, you even feel the hate. It's so thick you can cut through it.
Yes,
and yet they're sitting down there with all that makeup and goddess stamps on and lipsticks and wigs and high heels. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and some of every the filthiest thing that you can think of that's in there.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Claiming to be holier than thou. And you can feel the evilness from them. And you can see all day long through the papers where the Christians are doing this. And they molesting little children that. And they go up under hypnosis and they say that they've been fornicated by their mothers and their uncles and their granddaddies and their brothers and the cats and the rats and the dogs.
Yes, sir.
I mean, good gracious. If there was that kind of power down there and the hour they was down there, we should have been a real God in the real way. That wouldn't be there.
Yes, sir.
Them people be sitting down there every day 20 years and they just is still evil.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes,
and putting
sir.
A finger over there, talking about that evil Islam. But when you go over there, they're opening their arms welcomely to you. A snake is still a snake.
That's right,
sir.
You understand? But they're trying to tell you that the snake ain't a snake.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So that mentality alone tells you, hey, man, take me over there where they're talking about that hate is being dealt with. Because we know that ain't hate. They're just telling the history of what's going to happen on the planet Earth and how the devil is the devil.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not to hate the devil.
Yes, sir.
They over here trying to tell you, everybody, love your brothers, love your robber, love this here, love everybody, and hate every bit of everything that they say and do it completely contrary to it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, another thing I want to say this here. You can call the minister too. You can call the attorney and tell him I got the complete data. I got the prison master, I'm out of the message, gave me the complete understanding through the works of Master J about that thing. He doesn't have to come and see me about that thing on the case now. I got it understood.
Okay,
right,
yes, sir.
You can leave it on the tape for his secretary to tell him so that he don't have to run that for us up here to let me know about that three strikes thing.
Okay, yes, sir.
Because you can let him know I understand that. See, our particular part in the first place is federal and not state.
Right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? See, that is the state law, and we're not running the state. We are running the federal law, and that is the United States.
Yes, sir.
Only that their law only covers the state, California.
Yes, sir.
And that's not who we are before the state.
That's right, yes, sir.
So all pages do that I've gotten the president of the Master Policy for our mother says, but that's not in our category, but at least we know something about it in case anybody else want to know anything about it.
Yes, sir.
Now, between the feds and the state and the processes of that, or mandates or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can tell him that he don't have to come. I got the complete understanding of that. Tell him that they got the complete understanding of that now.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, the complete understanding. I'll pay the due to allow God to print the master by the deep love and the spirit for the messenger of the Messiah, the Elijah, Muhammad. Okay, now, did you, and remember, see the lady, I'm going to pick up that other envelope, but he could have come and pick up that other. I got those two envelopes that you sent since then, Mother said, right? Now, the one that we got this time here.
Yes, sir.
Is the last one that you sent in the phone and stuff. Well, it's a lot better to understand than the other one was, the first one.
All right, yes, sir.
Who did the typing on the first one?
I believe I did both of them. One I was rushing through, and the other I took my time.
Oh, Sister Asimisuka, Monique didn't do one?
She did one on the 31st.
Huh?
The one that was 131.
Well, I don't know, but I know one.
She did one.
Kind of confusion, and the spelling wasn't proper all the way.
Okay, that was...
And the
She did one of them, and I did the rest.
Yeah, well, one, some of the spelling is not perfect.
All right, yes, sir.
And see, I know that you have a proper spelling, and some of them, you're looking and you're putting the words together.
Yes, sir. There could be the typing. You have to slow down a little bit, sir.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. You know, you put...
Yes, sir.
You're typing together, then you might leave out a word, or there's a word in there. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yes, sir. I have to... Yes, sir, because...
That's why we eventually have to get a correcting type writer in the first place.
Yes, sir, and proofread better.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So you have to have someone that is a proofreader.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they can put the little marks in there.
Yes, sir.
I need proofreads, whoever proofreads them.
Yes, sir.
You gotta give somebody something to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because that one is a pretty good way to put them the way that you had it coming here. But in another category later on, as we go along, if the will of God defend the master by the people, I'm going to say the message of the Bible, you have someone go through it and disciple it and just write it in a book without any of their yes, sir, in the background or any of that. Just
right.
Take off the part that's going into one book of the statements that Master J makes, period.
All right, yes, sir. So this is how Allah God and the person, Master Walsh, Jafar Muhammad, and Master Mazan of Elijah Muhammad, in wanting to get those things done, especially before the court date, everything that you have said concerning the various brothers, but, you know, and it's, Allah God and the person, Master Walsh, Jafar Muhammad, Messenger Mazan of Elijah Muhammad, through the works of the Master J, man. So just as you just said, I was picturing that, formulating that in my mind, just taking those parts off the tape and just putting it like in just a straight lecture form.
Yeah, well, you can put it in a form. Statements of Master J. You know, like the Heater?
All right, yes, sir.
You know, like the Heater that Muhammad 1,400 years ago made
yes,
a
yes,
president
yes,
of the
yes,
Prophet successor?
Yes, sir. All right, yes, sir.
So they have it, the sayings of Muhammad.
All right, yes, sir. Thank Allah for that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you do the same thing and make a book the same way?
Yes, sir, because I have about four tapes, and it's just different, you know, it's almost the same subject, but it's just four different tapes, and just pulling it off and putting it. Thank you for that, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that makes the book.
All right, yes, sir.
Because if the book of the Heater was there for that particular time, or the sayings of Muhammad,
yes,
then that means if history put it there to repeat itself to the
yes,
conclusion, that's a message to us at this day and time the way that you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir, we do. We have two, we have 80 hadiths.
You do?
Yes, sir. It's in two books, and so it's 40 in each book. Yes, sir.
You talking about from the east, about the east?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The sayings of
yes,
the Prophet
sir.
Muhammad, 1,400
okay,
years.
Okay, but I understand, though, but we got to equal and double that in our work.
All right.
Yes,
sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This is 2 about that, the prison master, about the D5, I'm going to put a message to the Muslim. That's why the Muslim of God never put a sign out there for you when he had those the thousand answers and questions.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what he's telling you, the way the works that we're doing.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. All praises be to Allah, God, the person, Master Wallace, Father, Muhammad, Messenger, Messiah, and Belize, Muhammad, through the works of Master J, man. Because these are the questions that come up as one listens to the tapes. Some tapes have so many different subjects on them, and there are questions, you know, and various things. Yes, sir.
And then, after the person reads the thing of Black Brother, after Mama so-called Arahim could do something?
Yes, sir.
Then he knows the whole scope of how to write the prefix or the statement. He knows how to write a story with his own degree of what he's understanding of what's being said. So he have a volume of a book in his head there.
All right, yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's the way you do that. And that's why you see that some of the things is by some of the people that was followed. Some of the writing was by some of the people that was caliphs with Muhammad.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Allah God and the person, Master Wasi Far Muhammad, the Messenger of Mosan of Elijah Muhammad, through the works of Master Jaman. In the hadiths, it has like who is saying it about so and so time, so and so said to so and so about.
I know the same thing the way
yes,
the Bible
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir.
You know, and the letters of Peter, Paul, and all them.
Yes, sir.
All praises to Allah God and the person, Master Wasi. But all that is a message from Allah God and the person, Master Wasi Far Muhammad, the Messenger of Mosan of Elijah Muhammad.
No, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And in saying Christian, you're told to be crystallized into the oneness of Christ. So when you look at the Christian, or when you look at the Christians down in church, are they crystallized into the oneness of the characters and the personality of their so-called Christ, the so-called Jesus of 2,000 years ago? Heck no! He wasn't acting and looking like they were looking.
Oh, no.
So how can they be crystallized into the oneness of Christ?
Yes,
and they call it that's Christ. If they were crystallized into the oneness of Christ and was imitating Christ and was looking like Christ, and they said that he had a long beard and he was dressed in robes, they're supposed to be dressed just like he is.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
But we're being crystallized into the real Christ.
Yes, sir.
You understand? At this day and time, on time, in time, Michael, and therefore we look and dress like him.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, they're not going to be coming down here walking around. Angels not coming down here walking around with gowns on.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
I'm talking about the way, I'm talking about male genders walking around with gowns on.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The way that they show you that they're supposed to be walking. That's just a symbol of the characters of where they are over in the East and the way that they used to dress and the way that they do dress over in the East.
Yes,
sir.
They're all based on the lockdown of the physical. But in this day and time, everything takes on changes and renewal. We're over here where we wear suits. And right now, that would cause a psychological, where there's so much homosexuality and things going on, where in this new way and time, we have to adjust to the new way of the Lord God and the person of Master Wadatif Ramamad and the Messiah of the Ramamad in the way that it's saved.
Yes, sir.
So we put on suits.
Yes, sir.
To know the best way to wear the suits.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right. That's
about it. That's the way it is at this day and time. We can't have people standing around. You can't have people in the politics, standing under the politician, standing around dressed like Caesar was.
Yes, sir.
You understand? That'd be a freak out of time there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, sir.
But it's still symbolic of the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
But all things are due to about God. That's why when you come in, you'll usually make a report in on how your activities went.